somewhere I can relax, somewhere I can feel at ease. And that's Nottingham, where I grew up. So that's a place where I'm allowed. I think home should be a place where you feel comfortable. And I feel very comfortable in my skin in Nottingham, and a sense of belonging. So yes, it's comfort. When I grew up always yearning for space, and I like space. I mean, it's really weird that I live in a city where there seems to be none. A sense of space and a sense of connection with the otherness in me. It's very difficult when you live in inner cities to get that. There was a sense of space in Nottingham. And I think especially with our sort of very crowded world and crowded communities, someone like me yearned to find that sense of belonging and space and creativity and a yearning for renewal. And I think that's one of the things that I'm very mindful of with people, the people I meet in the street. I often wonder, where do they get renewed? What renews us? And or where do we go for renewal? Do we go to some convent somewhere? Or is there a space that we can go for that kind of renewal? So I seek out places for renewal. And when I find them, I tell people about them. So I went through the woods in Moseley a month or so back. I discovered the park in Moseley where I can scream the hell out of the trees, and the trees won't tell. I whisper to the trees. I do strange things to remind myself of my own fundamental humanity and my desire for knowingness, for knowing who I am. So Bob Marley speaks about the concrete jungle, and it doesn't sit well with me. And I think a lot of people, poor people and black people, not all black people are poor, but you know, poor people and black people, who seek and long for a sense of home. And I think, especially in the recent debate and discussions, the undertone has been about who belongs where. And so people like me are sort of suddenly reminded and drawn up sharp as to, do you belong? You begin to ask yourself, you begin to doubt yourself, your own understanding of what it means to belong somewhere. So I fight with that now. I resist any attempt to tell me I don't belong, partly because my parents came, like so many Caribbean parents from the Caribbean, and in the 50s, and helped to create this. And I'm not sure it was really, the invitation wasn't well thought out, because if it was well thought out, then we wouldn't have Windrush, really. Or if it wasn't done with carelessness, then we wouldn't have Windrush.